60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But first, you know, if you had a sibling growing up, then you probably wondered, which child do your parents like more?
No. Your parents love everyone equally.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what they say. It's a legit question that you should be allowed to ask, but every single time you ask it, whenever you ask a mother or father directly, they always swear, we love both you guys equally. Well, it turns out they are liars.
What? That is not true. I have two children. There's no way you can love one more.
Well, a new study out of Brigham Young University in Utah just did a study to find out what most parents say, that most parents actually like their youngest child more than their other children.
What?
Really?
Yep.
I thought it'd be like the oldest because they only had one when the oldest came out, and so it was easier.
They were first. Nope.
Right, and so the youngest, you're like juggling so many things. Hmm.
The reason why is it turns out the youngest child came along after the first child, so the parents are usually more relaxed and trusting because of that, and the youngest child actually feels like they have a stronger bond with their parents too, which actually does make their parents like them more.
Wow.
Yay! Are you mad, so, Brooke? You're an older sister?
Yeah, you little suck-ups.
Yep. It's a never-ending feedback loop that basically leaves the older kids screwed.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Suck your thumbs as adults. That's fine. Scream, I want mommy, just like Jose does.
So, Brooke has two kids. Her older one is Nora.
Yeah.
And Nora, I guess if you're listening, just know that mommy doesn't love you. As much.
She so messed up. And that is not true. Dude, if she was, she's three, Jubal. She doesn't understand that concept yet of sarcasm.
Well, you know, it's never too early to learn.
I really hope she's listening.
You guys are messed up. And you're paying for her therapy bills if she is.
That's fine. I've got some great people she could talk to.
Okay.
It's okay. Uncle Jubal and Uncle Jose love you, Nora.
All right. Let's get into the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked the terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got myself. Dang it.
All right. Here's the shock collar. While Jose's putting that on, Jeffrey, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
Coldplay just finished their Head Full of Dreams tour, and over the last year and a half, they performed for over 5.4 million people around the world and grossed $523 million in ticket sales. But that still only makes it the third most successful world tour of all time. Number one is held by the band U2. They made $736 million almost a decade ago. But who has the second highest grossing tour ever, performing in 147 different cities between 2005 and 2007?
Oh, my God.
2005 and 2000, that's a lot of cities, man.
Okay,
by the way, I've never been a huge Coldplay fan, but their show, if you ever have a chance to go see them live, is spectacular.
Yeah, I've heard they're great live.
Spectacular. Okay, well, 2005 to 2007.
So gotta think of a band who's been around for a while, so that by 2005 they were huge.
Or could they have been just like a
following,
like a one-hit type band that was just enormous for those 2 years?
I don't know. 147 dates. I mean, that's a lot of sellout. I was thinking, like, was Michael Jackson on tour then?
Oh,
remember, because he was going into
that big
world tour when he passed away. But I don't know if he had already been on tour.
That's really good. I mean, Michael Jackson, icon.
Because when did he pass away? Like 2007?
Did he say band?
2008?
Did he say band? Is it a band, Jeff? Did you say that?
I didn't say anything. I just said who.
Wow, okay, I automatically thought band, though, because the other two are bands.
I mean, the Rolling Stones, you know, always, like, top lists of, like, sales and things like that.
I feel like it's going to be a huge rock band.
It has to be someone who appeals to, I feel like, everyone. That's the thing about Coldplay, is Coldplay you can go to when you're 8 years old and you can go to when you're 80 years
old. Yeah, that's true. No, I saw a picture one time on the internet of like 800,000 people. I can't remember whose concert it was, like Metallica or Aerosmith or something.
Those two bands
are both
those older those older rock bands appeal to their old crowd that they already had, and then young people go because they think it's ironic. So you have all kinds of people going.
Yeah. I saw Tom Petty around that time, and he was fantastic.
God, there's so many options.
What Read if the question it's someone one more time,
like,
Jeff.
Okay.
Coldplay just finished their Head Full of Dreams tour. It turned out to be the third highest grossing world tour of all time. Number one is held by U2, but who is the second highest grossing tour ever, performing in 147 different cities between 2005 and 2007?
What about Jack Johnson? I'm serious, man. That guy tours like crazy.
2005 and 2007.
That would have been his like money years.
I just feel in my heart it's like Aerosmith. They are, like, so huge, and they are massively all right. international. I'm going to go with Aerosmith.
Coldplay's Head Full of Dream tour just ended and became the third highest grossing world tour ever. The band U2 has the number one most successful tour of all time. But in second is a famous band who grossed $558 million while touring between 2005 and 2007. They are so popular that some tickets were selling on eBay for as high as $14,000
Damn.
Per seat. Talking about the legendary rock band, the Rolling Stones.
Oh! I was in the right category.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Rolling Stone fans are not going to be happy if you compare them to
Sorry. They are legendary.
Yeah.
All right. You got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Jump by Crisscross.
Oh, I can do that.
Before you get shocked today, so whenever you're ready.
Jump! Jump! The Mac Dad will make it! Jump! Jump! Daddy Mac will make it! Jump! Jump! Crisscross will make it! Jump! Jump! Wow. That made me jump.
I'm surprised it wasn't them who had that tour.
Yeah. That would have been awesome. Chris Everybody Brown. Shows up in backwards overalls.
Yep. All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Moving 92.5 Apple.